It's a very simple tool, it's a very simple instrument by which we systematically assess the performance of staff and the assemblies and regions. So how is it done? Targets are set at the beginning of the year from their annual action plan. Targets are set for the various departments and units in the assembly, and responsibilities are located to various staff, and then they are monitored in terms of their implementation. Then halfway down the line, we do a review. Where there's progress, we encourage them. Where there's no progress, to identify the reasons why there is no progress. And then a feedback is provided both ways. So the supervisor gives a feedback, and the person who is being supervised also gives feedback to his supervisor, so that by the end of the year, the targets that we have set for ourselves are achieved. And then we have also instructed that every staff is supposed to be assessed 2 times in a year. Every staff working in assembly is supposed to be assessed 2 times in a year in terms of what he or she does at the assembly. So that is what the performance management system is designed to achieve. It is to enhance productivity. It's an instrument to enhance productivity at the district level. It's an instrument to enhance or develop competencies for the staff, develop their various competencies, their fields of endeavor. It's an instrument that we have put together to enhance job satisfaction. People should know exactly what they are supposed to be doing, and then they should measure on that. People shouldn't get up and go to work and they don't know what their responsibilities are. So the instrument is also designed to enhance job satisfaction among staff. And above all, it is intended to ensure that you as chief executive, your vision for the district are achieved through the allocation of the various responsibilities to the various departments and units. So the performance management system, it is very important. We have taken chief executives through that system. We have taken coordinating directors through that system. And we expect that by now everything has trickled to the various units in the assembly. And you must take it and take it very seriously.